Good morning. It is 10:13 a.m. We are here today, February 5th, 2018, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 18-001, JMI Edison versus the Guam Memorial Hospital Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Deputy Public Auditor Yuka Hechanova. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodelyn Gerardo and Vince Duenas. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Deputy Public Auditor, Mr. Hearing Officer. My name is Joshua Walsh. I work at the law firm of Seville and Tang. We represent the appellant in this matter, JMI Edison, and JMI today has two representatives, Mr. John Ayala and Mr. Eddie Ayala, who were involved with this procurement. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Will purchasing agency GMH please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. My name is Rachel Taimanyala-Duzu from the Law Office of Fisher & Associates. We represent the purchasing agency in this matter, GMH, and we have no institutional representatives this morning.
All right. Thank you. Will interested party Oka Pacific Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Georgette Bell, Conception, on behalf of Oka Pacific, Inc., and I am without a representative this morning.
All right. Thank you. May proceed.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, I apologize for being late. I was stuck in court, and the court knew was trying to get me out of there in time for this hearing, so I apologize for keeping everyone waiting. In terms of scheduling, appellant, you've requested a hearing on the merits for this matter?
We have. We've requested one, I think a date for that. I don't anticipate any motions, but I haven't made my way fully through the procurement record yet. And I think the only other thing that may come up, Mr. Hearing Officer, is as I wade through the procurement record, if another issue or another protest issue arises because of the review of that record, I'm not saying there will be one, but if there is one, that's the only thing I could imagine that might maybe not throw a wrinkle into this, but if that happens, then there may be a need for a future consolidation of protest or request for that. But I'm just throwing that out there as a potentiality. But other than that, I just anticipate providing our comments on the agency report that was filed. I think our comments will be due on Monday by my read of the calendaring, and then marching toward a hearing when this body can set it.
Okay, we're looking at the week of March 19th. Does that work for the parties? How long do you think the appeal hearing will take, Mr. Walsh?
I'm thinking just the morning to present our case and maybe a witness or two. I don't quite know how much GMH is going to have. I think that evaluation committee maybe had like six individuals assigned. I don't know if they're all going to want to.
I don't anticipate that we're going to call every single person in the evaluation committee. We'd probably call about three witnesses. Three to four witnesses.
So do you think maybe half a day or two a day?
Right, on our part. I would like to add also, if there are motions to consolidate or a filing of an additional protest ground, that we'd also like to reserve on submitting a motion to dismiss based on whatever that anticipated protest may be, if it is appropriate.
So I think if those eventualities occur, then we'll deal with them at that time and see whether or not the parties can file what they need to file at that time. And then, Ms. Conception, do you anticipate, what level of participation do you envision in this appeal? Do you plan to present evidence and witnesses?
We anticipate presenting one witness.
Okay.
And I will be making a request that he be allowed to appear by telephone because he is off island.
Okay. I don't think the parties would object to that. Am I correct?
Was it possible to get an offer of what the interested party's witness would be testifying about? This, to me, is just as a protest about whether or not, you know, the right item was offered to the hospital. It seems to me to be something between JMI saying we offered it and the hospital saying you didn't offer it. But I'm just, what would the witness be offering? That's something I could ask.
Well, I think
I agree with that, too.
But let's, as to the issue first of telephonic appearances.
In other
procurement appeals, the parties
right.
have done it that
no
way.
No objection to the telephonic appearance.
No problem with the telephonic appearance.
And okay. I think in order, in me requesting the telephonic appearance, I have to provide a CV or a resume of the witness and kind of a proffer of what he'll be testifying to, right? So,
it'll
probably just be more of a rebuttal if needed. I'm not saying he'll be on standby.
Maybe more appropriately, we would ask that the interested party present an offer as to what the witness is going to be testifying on. This is a protest by JMI specific to their bid, and if there were, if the witness is going to be presented for the purpose of presenting improprieties in the underlying procurement, then that would be, by the agency's perspective, a separate ground and should have been protested by Siemens.
Is your client the awarded party?
Yes.
Okay. So
it'll be more of a technical. He's more of a technical. Like I said, I don't anticipate him testifying, but if there's a technical issue, then he's more of an expert witness in terms of when if they, again, you know, I'll make the formal request, and if they want to object, then they can make the objections then.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's too early.
Right. Yeah, my point is that it's too early at this point. And so I'm aware of what I need to do to request that he be.
Okay. And then the parties always have their opportunities to object.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's. Did you want to do that 19th?
And that March 19 week is okay with the appellant.
Okay. Actually, March 20th would work better for the public auditor office. So March 20th at 9.
I'm sorry, can we, you know, we're just an interested party, but is it possible to do it the week after March 19th?
That's okay, too. On Monday?
I wouldn't be able to do Monday. I've got a district court sentencing hearing. So.
How about Tuesday? The 27th. The parties aren't anticipating being off island for spring or anything of that nature.
No.
Here's on the 27th.
28th.
28th better.
Does that work? Mm-hmm. Does that work for the parties?
Yes, sir. Thank
yes.
you.
Okay, so 28th at 9. And then we'll issue a scheduling notice that lays out the dates.
I'm so sorry. I really apologize. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the dates. I actually will be off island that week. That's the next day over is.
Do you leave on the 28th or?
Actually, no. That works.
Okay.
The 28th.
So we'll do the 28th. Well, the hearing will commence March 28th at 9. And then we'll issue a scheduling order which lays out motion cutoffs and pre-hearing filing deadlines.
Thank you.
Is there anything further?
Nothing from JMI.
Nothing further from JMI.
Okay. We're off the record at 10:22 a.m. Thank you.